Carol, can you please start the recording to let me know when you're done? Thank you.
Recording just started. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Carol. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the DC Members Call taking place on the 9th of January 2014. On the call today, we have Elisa Cooper, Jimson Olufuyi, Andy Abrams, John Berard, Steve Del Bianco, Jim Baskin, Gabriella Slack, Marie Patullo, and Marilyn Cade. We have apologies from Richard Friedman and Aisha Hassan. I would like to remind all participants to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Elisa.
Thanks so much. So I wanted to cover a few items before we jump into a bit of a discussion on the Cross-Community Working Group on Internet Governance, and then we'll spend a good deal of time with Steve going through policy updates, and then we'll be able to have also some time for a council update from John and Gabby. So a few things that I wanted to cover first. One, we had a call this morning with the SO and AC leaders with Fadi, and that was just a couple of hours ago, and he has decided that it would be a good idea for the leaders to meet with him probably on a monthly basis to kind of have a dialogue and some ongoing conversations. It's not been determined whether or not yet each of the meetings that we have with Fadi will be focused on any particular topics, but for the meeting that we had today, which was recorded and will be made available to everyone, so as soon as I get a link to that recording, I'll send it out to the group. But on the meeting today, we talked a little bit about what his objectives for the year are. And again, he talked about his deep commitment to operational excellence. He talked a lot about sort of his own development plans for within the organization, like developing talent and that sort of thing. But we also talked a little bit about what's going on with Internet governance. And on that front, he was calling from Brazil. And so I think he's feeling like he'll be able to share some more information about the upcoming meeting, but he didn't have anything additional to share. He also mentioned that he is planning on joining the next cross-community working group meeting on Internet governance. So whenever that next meeting is scheduled, he's planning to actually join that meeting and participate and give his ideas on what he's hoping that group will be focused on and what some objectives might be for that group. He didn't really want to get into it in the call with us this morning, but he felt like it would be better served to kind of do that on the actual cross-community call. So I think it was positive, and so I think that's a good opportunity as we're having our meetings. If there are things that we want to take to Fadi, we can take note of them, and then I can definitely bring those to him in those monthly meetings that we're going to be having. Any questions about this sort of, so it was an hour long and it was just a couple of hours ago. Any questions about that?
Elisa, did you say it was today?
It was today. And so basically it's one person per constituency or advisory committee. And so, you know, in the case that I won't be able to attend, we'll make sure that somebody's there.
And I take it he's in Brazil for the prep meeting that is occurring tomorrow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So he was hopeful that we would have some more information and that he was pretty clear like he would distribute whatever information he learned.
Hey, Lisa, this is John.
Yeah.
It's Meryl. I'd like to get in the queue.
Sure.
Did you feel at any point during the meeting that you were put in any kind of awkward position, perhaps where he was seeking approval to act beyond what the constituency had previously discussed?
No. So it was really him kind of sharing what, like, his focus is in the organization, and he was kind of just gathering feedback. One thing that he did say, although this was more relevant for OneNet and not the community working group, but he was concerned, he did make mention of this, and I think he'll probably bring this up with the cross-community working group. He was concerned that the representatives from business within OneNet were very North American focused, and so he did mention that. But he was also pretty clear that it's not really for ICANN to drive OneNet, that OneNet is this sort of bigger thing, and, you know, ICANN should participate and should advise or provide guidance to OneNet, but that ICANN was not OneNet. Does that make sense? So, like, I have a feeling that like, he'll bring that issue of his concern about the leaders in OneNet that are supposed to be representing business. I think he'll make a mention of that or discuss that on the cross-community working group call with the expectation that the cross-community working group would then take that message to OneNet. Marilyn.
Thanks, Aisha. I think Aisha is not on the call today, and I'll come back to a comment about that. I am one of the five representatives on OneNet. I think Aparna is as well. Others from industry are. OneNet is a distinct and different activity from CCWG. What I'm really interested in is how we, because we are very, our representation on CCWG is also non-geographically diverse. What I'm really interested in is how we can contribute to CCWG, because CCWG should be able to affect what FADI is doing, what the board is hearing. And right now, that is focused just on Brazil, while somewhat that activity, I think we're going to go into this next, to have a broader agenda. But we need to figure out as business constituency what we want ICANN to be doing, both in Brazil and in Brazil follow-up. And I'm a little bit concerned that we don't have a clear idea for that. I'm thrilled he's meeting with the leadership, and congratulations on making that happen. I think that's a major step forward. But now the question is, how do we advise you and others within ICANN to affect what Claudia's doing and saying?
So I think we should have a little bit of a lengthier discussion, and that probably follows to our second agenda item. There was one other area I wanted to cover before we actually dive into more of that discussion on Internet governance and the cross-community working group, and probably we want to discuss what's going on with OneNet, if anyone can has been able to even follow those conversations. It would be great to hear from you. But the one thing I wanted to cover was, Benny, can you give a quick rundown of what it's looking like? I think we have kind of a draft schedule for the election cycle, just to let people know that we are heading into an election cycle and what those dates are looking like.
Of course, I sent a draft timeline to the XCOM, but I haven't actually heard back from the XCOM if it was approved, but it would be looking like it would be starting towards the end of January, running through to the end of February. So it would be a 1-month-long election cycle for the, this is for the BC officer elections, so for the chair, the two vice chairs, and the CSG representative.
So for people who are, you know, interested in thinking about running, you know, would strongly encourage you to consider becoming part of the executive committee. I think all the current officers, if there are new people that are interested in taking an active role, I know myself and I'm sure others would be obviously very helpful to help make any transitions or anything like that occur. Okay, with that, let's move on. Before we move on, any other questions? I saw, Phil, you asked when I was talking about the he who was saying all that stuff. I was paraphrasing what Fadi was saying, but again, I was paraphrasing. And this, so what I was talking about was this call that we had with Fadi that the SO and AC leaders had with him this morning. It was an hour call. We spoke with him on a number of different topics. That call has been recorded, and it'll be publicly available. And so I was kind of paraphrasing what I thought I had heard him say. All right, let's move on to this discussion about the cross-community working group on Internet governance. And I know that a number of you are participating in that group that are on this call. So Marilyn, Phil, Aparna, you are all part of that group. And I'm not sure if I'm missing anyone who's part of that group. But maybe you can sort of give an update of where you think that group is, and then it would be great to hear from others about who are following the OneNet mailing groups, what you think or what your impression of that is. So I'll kind of turn it over to Marilyn and others, Aparna, Phil, how you think that's going with the cross-community working group on Internet governance.
It's Marilyn. I'd like to defer to Aparna and Phil, and I think David, if he's on the call, and then I could come in, but I don't want to dominate this.
Yeah, so David had a bit of an emergency, so I'm not sure if he'll be able to join us today. He was going to try, but he did say he might not be able to.
Well, I'll start it off. It's Phil here. I was on the CCWG call last Friday. That's the first of the calls I've been on. I wasn't able to be on the one prior to that. It was at 2 or 3 in the morning East Coast time, and I had to it just didn't work for me. I would say, you know, I'm concerned that the organization to get ready for Sao Paulo is not happening quickly enough. During the hour I was on the call last week, I didn't feel that a lot was accomplished. And so far as OneNet, I've been trying to follow that conversation. You could, even when you ask them to put it in digest form, the mail traffic is somewhat overwhelming. You could easily spend an hour or two a day reading that email list if you're really going to be that diligent. And the conversation is all over the place, but the biggest takeaway I have so far is that OneNet has still not established a steering committee to ready itself for whatever its role is in Brazil, and I'm not quite sure what its role is. Is for Brazil, and that's my impressions to date.
Thanks, Phil. Aparna?
Sorry, it took me a second to get off mute.
One more thing, Alyssa.
Yeah.
They did discuss the charter for the CCWG, and the charter is really not what I would consider a charter. It's almost more like an FAQ that was prepared by ICANN staff, and I think the members of the CCWG need to address that and really come together on what they think their mission is, both in preparation for Brazil and for dealing with whatever comes out of Brazil and proceeding after that.
That's helpful.
So this is a panel. Let me just echo Phil's comment that thus far I have not found either the calls or the OneNet initiative to be moving in a particular direction that's discernible, which is a little bit concerning given that time is certainly moving forward. I think with respect to the CCWG, and with respect to OneNet, my personal opinion is that what would be most constructive, and if we can sort of get agreement on this, like we can sort of try to move the whole, both organizations in this direction, would be to recognize that stakeholders in the Internet community, whether they're directly involved in ICANN or not, have an important role to play in shaping Internet governance and in preserving the multi-stakeholder model. And so both of these initiatives, OneNet and the working group, should have as one focus the Brazil meeting, but should be focused, secondarily on the broader set of meetings and discussions that will affect the multi-stakeholder model. And I think, what we ought to do is start thinking about what topics we're willing to discuss at the Brazil meeting, what topics are kind of not productive to discuss, and how we work with Ariel and with Fadi and others who seem at this point to have a more direct link to the Brazilians to start shaping the agenda. That would be my suggestion.
That makes a lot of sense. I see, Phil, you have your name, your hand raised again.
And it is Carol, and I would like to capture Phil.
Okay.
Sorry, failed to unmute. There was information on the OneNet list about there is a local organizing group. The acronym for that is LOG, which is run by CGI, which is the Brazilian Internet Group, and they have made they're having another call tomorrow, but or a meeting tomorrow, but they've made some pretty important decisions already about the structure of the Brazilian meeting. That basically it will be 1,000 participants and half from the multi-stakeholder community, which I think is, you know, concerns me that a meeting dedicated to preserving multi-stakeholderism will only have 50% representation from stakeholders. The other half from governments and from UN-affiliated IGOs, and there's no further information on how the agenda will set, who will pick, I guess governments will pick who they send to the meeting, but and it's up to us to decide how stakeholders are represented. But one thing that should be noted, and I've commented on the BC list, is that on the IGO INGO acronym issue, where the GNSO Council adopted a unanimous resolution for treatment of those acronyms recently, on the comments on that, the UN coordinated a large number of very strenuous objections to the GNSO resolution, saying that it provided inadequate protection to those IGO acronyms. So to the extent that issue is still festering when Brazil comes up in April, I'm concerned that those IGO representatives will not have warm feelings toward ICANN as the discussions proceed.
Interesting. Thanks, Phil. Any comments about Phil's statements?
Can I speak first before we cut it close?
Yeah, I just think sometimes it's easier to let people respond to comments.
Sure. I was going to make a broader comment that might help to assess what will be in the Brazilian meeting.
Okay. Well, I don't think there are any other comments. So, Marilyn?
Thanks, Alicia. I just want to be disclosed, and I think it's important for those of us who play this role. There's some good overlap between the CCWC representation from the business community, and the business community into OneNet, and we could help to provide input and information flow. We've been successful in assuring that the OneNet list is fully archived and will be available. The call on Friday, which is only about logistics, we hope will be open to the OneNet steering group members, and if that's the case, Aparna, myself, David Ferris, Paul Mitchell, I'm missing someone, would also be able to listen into that call. That call is going to be only about logistics, but if logistics are important, as Phil has said, then logistics include how many seats there will be. I just want to assure everyone that regardless of the fact there's only 2,000 seats, there's no firm decision right now on how those seats would be allocated. The initial proposal was a 50-50 split, but there's been some discussion within the OneNet group that that's not really going to work, and there should be a more flexibility to include more stakeholders. So maybe we could come back to that. Having input through the CCWG into ICANN on proposing broader participation could be a major contribution that we might make, collaborating with other groups, so that any input from ICANN would be broadly supportive of more diverse participation. At the same time, we also need to be focused very much on what is this meeting going to be about and what is it not going to be about. And I think I want to build on and contribute supportively to Aparna's comment about we should be concerned about the substance of the meeting, not just who comes to the meeting, but the substance of the meeting. The Brazilians very much want to advance toward an endorsement of a set of principles that they have previously put forward, and perhaps we should, both within the CCWC and then into the broader INET, be thinking very clearly what's on the table, what's not on the table at a Brazilian one-off event. We don't even know who the government's going to be that are going to co-host, and that could be a major issue. If we can narrowly define the purpose of the meeting using the CCWC and influence into the OneNet, that is probably in businesses' interest. Thank you.
No, I think that makes a lot of sense. So I guess the question is there a group of people that would be willing to create sort of a draft of what is on the table and what is not on the table or should not be on the table that could be, like, circulated with the full membership for further input? Is that something that some or maybe possibly the group that's participating in the CCWG could do?
At least it's Marilyn, at least those four of us and the observers, and if you and the secretary could remind us of those who are in the observer status, maybe the seven or eight of us could take a stab at this and put something forward.
Yeah, I think that sounds like a great idea. Benny, would you be able to just send an email to that group and see if just to kind of sort of coordinate that effort?
Yes, of course.
I guess a bigger question to the participants of the CCWG before we kind of move on to policy, because I know we have quite a bit to cover there as well. What do you, I know it's crystal ball gazing, but what do you think will come from the Brazil meeting? Like, ultimately, anything? It feels like this is all moving nowhere fast.
It's Marilyn, if I could get back in the queue.
Yep.
So just speak. I think the risk for the Brazilian meeting is OneNet is actually, OneNet was supposed to be about larger issues, not limited to ICANN, but helping to develop solutions for orphan issues. And OneNet needs to do that, which is a taking away from a singular focus on ICANN, who governs ICANN, who's in charge of ICANN, what ICANN does. I think the real risk here is to let Brazil become only about ICANN as opposed to addressing larger issues. Those larger issues are being addressed in a number of other fora. Many businesses are engaged in those other fora. If Brazil becomes only about ICANN, and the third bullet point in Montevideo, that's a very, I think, a very risky endeavor. And I think the other point is we need to fully understand, I do realize this is being transcribed, so we'll be public, we do need to be really aware that Brazil continues along with other BRICS to advance different agendas about control of the Internet that are much beyond the role of ICANN. So if we can manage Brazil's meeting to be narrowly focused on principles and not definitive in decision-making, but feeding into the IGF and feeding into other discussions, including the ICANN discussion, I think that advances the business constituency's interests.
Thanks, Marilyn.
One point of discussion, not a definitive decisional discussion.
Yeah. Any other thoughts or comments from any others or perspectives?
This is Aparna. I think the Marilyn's articulated some really bad case scenarios. I think the best case scenario is we have a productive multi-stakeholder meeting in which ways to improve the model that preserve its core but give governments a sense that their voices will also be heard is sort of a best case outcome, and a conversation that sort of touches on those issues and takes the wind out of really having that discussion at the ITU 20 potentially, which would be obviously a very unfriendly forum for all of us, would be a productive outcome. I don't think we're going to come to any definitive conclusions in April, but getting us on a path to have an open dialogue, it would be a good outcome.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. Anyone else? Okay, so I think we have our path forward in terms of at least what we can do within the CCWG and possibly, I guess, taking that on to OneNet. I see Phil's hand is raised.
Yeah, I'm going to post a link in a second in the chat to an article that appeared on January 3rd in the New York Times by Joe Nocera. I think it's useful just to understand what the political atmosphere is in Brazil for President Rousseff. And the title of the article is Brazil is Above a Buzz About Snowden, and it talks about the how in reaction to the Snowden revelations, Brazil continues to work with Germany to create a new structure for Internet governance, which I think is what Marilyn alluded to. There are other activities. So I don't think we should be oblivious to domestic political considerations in Brazil and the fact that President Rousseff, who's up for re-election this fall, may want a particular outcome for this meeting that may not be the same as the outcome we'd like to see for her own political purposes. So I'll post that link in a second.
Thank you. That'll be helpful. All right. Shall we move on to policy?
Ready when you are.
Yep. Go ahead. I'm ready.
Okay. Sorry. Great. This is Steve. I did circulate the policy calendar last night. If anybody needed it, all they need to do is email me and I'll resend. This should be a very quick report. There were only four open public comments under Channel 1. So the study on who is misused is number one, and those comments close a little over a week from now. And fortunately, on our December call, we had three volunteers from the BC, Jimson, Susan Kawaguchi, and John Burrard, and thank you for your effort. They prepared a one-page draft that the three of them were continuing to work on, but I took the liberty of attaching it to the policy calendar email, thinking it was the current best draft that was available, and with only 10 days left in the comment period, I thought it would be great to get it out there. So, Jimson and John, I know you're both on the call. Anything you want to do to talk to the group about your one-page draft, and let's try to get it approved and submitted in time. I'll turn it over to you.
Sure. This is John. it's a one-page draft because there really isn't a whole lot to say. The Who is Misuse study was aimed at putting a frame around the suspicion that the data was being misused. The other Who is efforts and directory services efforts are already moving fast and farther and will likely accommodate the concerns raised by the Who is misuse. The one point that we felt strongly about, though, was that the study not be used to slow down the other efforts. The high level of misuse that was documented might cause a reaction for, hey, let's slow down and take another look at this. And we just wanted to make sure in our comments that we made it clear that the WHO is misuse findings were further evidence that the other efforts already underway are well-intended and should not be slowed down.
John, this is Steve, and for my part, I appreciate the draft that you have and feel that it is appropriate for the BC to submit. There is one historical context. The reason we did a study on whether there is misuse of WHOIS is that privacy advocates, as much as 10 years ago, claimed that spammers and those with harassment in mind would misuse public access to WHOIS in a way that harmed people. And that was just a vague allegation or suspicion that they would make. So in order to be fact-based, one of your favorite phrases, we had encouraged ICANN to actually study the extent of true misuse of public access to WHOIS. And I really like the focus that you and Jimson and Susan have on acknowledging that the report shows ways to mitigate whatever limited kinds of misuse there is. So there is no excuse to throw WHOIS out because there could be some misuse. I'll take a cue. I see Phil Corwin. Go ahead.
Sorry.
Aparna, your hand was still up. Did you want to weigh in on this as well?
Well, can I come in? Is Jimson?
No, not me.
Okay, so Aparna's hand is down. Jimson is as a member of the drafters. We'll let you go next, and then Phil Corwin.
Okay, this is Jimson speaking. There is legitimate need for the public to actually access WHOIS. That one is quite clear. But at the same time, there are a number of nefarious activities that have come out of public access, you know, to WHOIS based on the study. We also found out that the sample population used in the study was not sufficient enough, though the analysis of the results obtained was quite extensive. But there was no clear cause, say, damage, you know, resulting from access to WHOIS, you know. But of course, there is clear indication that spammers have used it. They've used information available publicly to send spam, but the effect of that on the long run could not be evaluated by the report. So one of the recommendations that we made is that this would be an ongoing effort, really. And then, as Steve rightly underscored, there is need for mitigation processes that might even be incorporated in the maybe policy development or framework of ICANN and the registries and registrars. Yeah, thank you.
Phil Corwin.
I've taken my hand down. No comment on this one.
Great. John and Jimson, thank you for your efforts on this. I will circulate the comment as a textual email to all the BC members after the call and remind everyone that we'll have a 10-day review period before we submit it to ICANN. Are there any other comments on the WHOIS misuse discussion? All right, seeing none, let me jump to number two. This is the ICANN's mission, vision, and focus statement for their 5-year strat plan. We discussed this extensively in Buenos Aires. We're fortunate to have Tim Chen and Chris Chaplow take the lead. They've since been joined by Martin Sutton, Marilyn Cade, and Andrew Mack. So we'd like to get an update on your efforts thus far, and we anticipate getting a draft from you next week. So Chris or Tim, Marilyn, anyone want to take this on?
It's Chris here. I can step in.
Yeah, please do.
Thanks, yes. As you said, the comments are due in by the end of January, and I've calculated the 14-day period which we're aiming for to publish comments Friday, back to the BC comments on Friday the 17th of January. So we had a call earlier this week and new emails about, and we are sort of internally, we split the work up into the five areas, the five focus areas that are outlined in the plan, and that is further internationalize ICANN regional engagement, supporting organizations and advisory committee. I'm just reading the wrong bit there. One second. Yes, evolving ICANN's implementation of the multi-stakeholder approach for coordination, developing a world-class public responsibility framework, supporting healthy, unique identifier ecosystem, striving towards technical operational excellence, and defining role clarity for ICANN Internet Governance Ecosystem. So we picked one of those areas each, and it'll be about a one-page comment on those. And I think it is difficult because we're trying to, you know, predict or second guess what is the will of the BC members. So it is important when we publish on the 17th that we have some feedback from the members. And just to give a taste, if I may, and then I can take some quick questions. One of the areas is asking for mission and vision, and the sort of thing that we've decided that we're suggesting is that for the mission, we're saying that shouldn't be touched. That's in the ICANN bylaws, and that's what's best left for now. And the vision is, according to the draft, changing from the old vision, which was one world, one internet, to the new vision, which is actually a lengthy two-sentence structure. And we're proposing to drop the second sentence and just go for an independent global organization trusted worldwide to coordinate the global internet systems of unique identifiers to support a single, openly, globally operable internet. So we think that anything longer than that is going to almost be sort of parallel confusion. So that's the area we're heading. Happy to take any questions.
Thank you, Chris. Tim or Marilyn, I see you on the call. Anything you want to add to this effort, particularly whether this mission and vision overlaps in any way with our current controversy over the Brazil meeting and internet governance?
It's Marilyn.
Yeah, please go ahead.
I really want to support the approach we're taking right now and then say, you know, we really need members input, but having a narrow mission to me is a real priority, and I think we need to think about what that means. A narrow mission doesn't mean that I can't engage in educating and creating awareness about what their mission is, what their role is, but we need to figure out if we are still firmly committed to the narrow, technically oriented coordinating mission. I think we are as business, but I think it's important to make sure we thoroughly discuss that.
Thank you, Marilyn. I, for one, want to agree wholeheartedly. ICANN needs to stick to a limited mission. The more it expands its mission to cover orphan issues or become the world's multi-stakeholder engine, the bigger a target it is for United Nations takeover, which diminishes any private sector role at all. So limited mission could be the best defense for ICANN. I agree.
I do just want to say one more thing, if I can, please, Steve. And that is, again, I want to reinforce, we can't do awareness, outreach, information about who we are, what we do. Sorry.
Lost Marilyn there. Tim and Chris, let me encourage you to circulate your draft as early as you can. Please don't wait till the 17th.
Oh, sorry.
By waiting till the 17th, we come up against the 14-day, and if there's a lot of discussion and comment from BC members, it's hard for everyone to get the review in. So please do your best to circulate something as soon as you can.
Thanks, Steve. Chris here. Maybe we won't necessarily circulate all five together. We'll, you know, send them through one by one. That might be easier. And just one quick comment, if I could just finish on. The word IANA is not appearing at all in the documents in this plan at all.
It's ironic, since ICANN's true base of power is the fact that it alone decides what to add to the route, and that authority comes to ICANN through only their IANA authority. And Chris, let me encourage you to actually package all five together into one document for review. I do think our members would prefer one to review, not five different things on five different discussion threads. Please.
Okay.
Any further comments or questions on this? Great. I only have a couple of more items on the public comment process. Number three is a status update. We discussed this briefly in Buenos Aires. It was published in early November. It was an 84-page document by the expert working group on GTLD directory services. Remember, this is the replacement for WHOIS. Comments closed at the end of February, so we have a good deal of time. Susan Kawaguchi, BC member from Facebook, is on that working group. She's also on an airplane right now, so Susan's not part of this call today. Are there any volunteers from the BC that would seek to work alongside Susan at trying to formulate BC response to the status update on the new WHOIS? BC members have been great about volunteering for things over the past couple of months, and maybe that will inspire others who don't often volunteer to take a look at this. This is an excellent report, full of graphics, and it actually does incorporate a number of suggestions that the BC made on an earlier draft that this expert working group put out. All right, see no volunteers at that point. Go ahead.
This is Jimson. So I will join in with Susan on that.
Jimson, thank you very much. I appreciate it. You're also working with Susan on something else, and that'll be great. Perfect. Anyone else? All right, the last one, number four, is the new GTLD auction rules. These are auctions for applicants who are in a contention set, and I don't believe that's something that's in the BC sweet spot, so I don't necessarily want to get volunteers. Is there any interest in discussing that or commenting on it? Great. I'm going to defer to Gabby and John to discuss preparation for the council meeting on the 23rd of January. I will jump ahead to Channel 4, though, and point out the fact that on singulars and plurals, over the Christmas New Year's holiday, and Andy Abrams of Google and I prepared a brief letter asking the new GTLD program committee to look at a way of resolving differing results. We're coming back on objections. These are the expert panels who evaluate objections. We got different results for singular and plural objections on string confusion. The only two outlier cases were cars, hotels. And we prepared a letter, circulated for 10 days of business constituency member review. We had five people supporting it. We had no objections or questions. So Elisa, our chair, submitted that, I believe, on January the 5th. I can't as yet to post that letter, but the letter is very constructive in that it suggests to the new GTLD program committee that they can adopt an appeals process on these string confusion objections that's very close to what the board already approved for the CCTLDs in their fast track when they have string confusion issues. The idea here is to suggest there are ways ICANN can address this, and they've done so in another area. Any questions or comments on that? Great. Seeing no hands, my final item is that there's a State of the Net conference held every year here in Washington, D.C. on the same day as the President's State of the Union, or thereabouts. This year will be January 28th. There are two panels relevant to the topics we discussed earlier on the call. One is a panel called If the Multi-Stakeholder Model is the Past, Present, and Future of Internet Governance, Can Someone Please Define It? This is Milton Mueller, a prominent ICANN participant, as the lead. And there's another panel where Fadi Chahadi, David Gross, Carolina Rossini, and myself will debate the question, will the Brazilian reboot turn the Internet into a brick? And Milton Mueller came up with that title. I'm representing NetChoice, and my role will be to suggest that Fadi has ventured too far and too fast, making ICANN too ripe a target. He should stick to the limited mission, as Marilyn and I discussed earlier. Happy to discuss and hear what other BC members think about these topics, and if there are no other further comments, it's back to you, Elisa, thinking that we would turn it over to John and Gabby.
We do have some time to discuss these issues, or if people have thoughts on that. I mean, I would be interested to hear if there are any.
At least I will add this. Congressional staff and the congressional staff knows exactly what ICANN is, and a good many of them know what IANA is. They will be interested to understand if ICANN is really coveting a permanent ownership of the IANA functions. Would that actually make things better or worse? Would it make ICANN a riper, richer target for ITU takeover? And would it remove the ability to protect ICANN from the ITU once ICANN is holding the IANA authority permanently? That's a bit in the weeds, but it's what I'm thinking right now.
Yeah. I might have heard one other person.
Yeah, Steve, this is Jimson. Would that be any form of remote connection to the panel discussion?
I do not think you would be able to discuss. You'd probably be able to listen and watch after they recorded it, but they will not typically bring remote participants into the room. So, Jimson, if you have particulars, there's a link to the event in my policy calendar. Take a look at the event. If you have advice for points you'd like to see made, please send them my way.
Okay.
Andy Abrams, I see your hand up. Go ahead, please.
Yes, this is on a different topic. This is Andy Abrams. I was wondering whether the BC was going to do a public comment in support of Spec 13. That's the dot brand registry agreement with ICANN.
Andy, I didn't indicate it on the policy calendar, thinking it wasn't in the sweet spot with the BC, but what we typically do is respond when members are interested. Tell us more about that public comment opportunity, and let's see if members would support doing a comment. Please go ahead.
Right. Well, right now ICANN has a form registry agreement with all the new GTLD registries, but the BRG, which is the brand registry group, has been negotiating with ICANN to come up with a different form for dot brands, and these are typically companies, I think a lot of them are in the BC, that are doing closed dot brand registries because there is a need for a separate registry agreement that takes into account the different needs of the dot brands. And so ICANN has posted this form agreement for public comment. I know the BRG is issuing a comment in support of that. Google also is issuing a comment in support of that, but I wanted to know if the BC was interested as well. If so, I'm happy to work on it.
Andy, let me ask you, it's not on the regular public comment page, so where has ICANN posted this, and who is allowed to comment on it?
I can look that up and post it to the listserv. It's Spec 13. So there's certain provisions that ICANN is raising for comment.
Right, but they're not listed on the public comment page that's open now or upcoming. So that's just why I'm wondering if ICANN is restricting comments to those who are applicants.
It's possible. I'll look that up, and I'll get back to the listserv on that, or I'll get back to you on that.
Okay, I'll take a cue on this. Are there other members of BC who share an interest with Andy at examining and potentially commenting on Spec 13? We've commented on nearly every other section of the registry's agreements up till now. Elisa Cooper, you're next in the queue, unless you want to speak to this one.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think the business constituency would have issue with what is contained in Spec 13. What's contained within Spec 13 has to do with allowing primarily dot brand registries to be able to use only as like things like a single registrar. It also has sort of the whole notion of a dot brand registry. So I don't think there's anything in it that would be like problematic for us. I think, there could be some concern that like, well, we're supposed to be the business constituency and we should not be thinking about these registry issues, but you're right. We've commented on many parts of the registry agreement, and I think it probably would be a good thing, because the other thing to keep in mind is that ultimately it's the registrants who are really going to benefit from Spec 13, to be honest. It's not really so much, I mean, the registries will, but it's also the registrants. I mean, essentially they're one and the same. So I would be I would be fine with commenting on it.
It's John. Steve, it is listed on the public comment on the landing page of ICANN. It's the third item on the list.
And it's actually now in the chat box. Thanks, Stephanie, for listing the link.
Appreciate that. The link I put in the chat box still doesn't show it, so we'll have to figure out why it's not on the public-comment page. That's a bizarre one. Now, I appreciate that. So after this call, I currently have at least two members that are interested, and that would be Andy and Stephanie. What any other members that are interested in doing a little drafting on a VC comment? So Andy and Stephanie, I'd be happy to coordinate with you at examining and coming up with a point of view that represents a VC perspective.
Great, that sounds great.
Great. And
that works for me too.
That's great. Appreciate it. Okay, Andy, hand is still up, or are you finished?
I'm done. Thank you.
Okay, great. All right, thanks, Elisa. I thought we would turn it over to John and Gabby for council discussion.
Yeah, and I will mention, I mean, we do have, I wanted to have this meeting today really so we could discuss what was going on with the cross-community working group and internet governance. We will actually have another call in a week's time, still before the council meeting, but so we will have time on that next call to also prepare for the council meeting, and that's just next week. But it would be great to sort of hear what's going on at the council level from Gabby and John. But like I said, we'll have time next week as well.
Sure. Well, between now and then, this is John, and I think I have Gabby's proxy on this. The agenda for the next council meeting is not even yet begun to come together, but there are a couple of things that I would encourage people to take a look at. Over the course of the last year, the council has been called upon and has issued an increasing number of letters in response to questions, two new ones. And you can find these at the gnso.icann.org site under Council Activities Correspondence. The first one is a council comment on the Geographic Regions Working Group. It's an interesting subject, more interesting than it might appear on its face. And the council has asked for clarification on a piece of it, which suggests that there be created or allowed to be created special interest groups among countries and territories that don't feel that their current situation totally satisfies their need. They are special interest groups that would be outside the formal regional structure, but, and this is a quote, they would be able to lobby for the support of elected representatives. And so the council has asked for a clarification of what that means, to lobby for the support of elected representatives. The other letter is a response to the ATRT2 report, and the council comments, if you take a look, are focused solely upon how the ATRT2 comments on energizing the working groups, which, as you know, is an ongoing matter for the council and is part of an ongoing initiative which will, I suspect, be a part of the agenda at the next meeting on PDP improvements. There is a request for a small group of counselors to work with staff to move forward on a set of initiatives that have been identified. Neither Gabby nor I have volunteered. I don't know that Gabby has, but I believe that will probably come together at the next meeting. And then finally, we are, the BC, I am involved in reformulating the cross-community working group drafting team. As you are aware, there are an increasing number of cross-community working group opportunities. The rules governing their performance, behavior, output, creation are not nearly as specific as for working groups within individual SOs and ACs. And so there is an attempt to create a set of rules that would guide these cross-community working groups. We're seeking to get co-chairs of the drafting team from at least the CCNSO and from at least one other SO or AC so as to give it a good grounding as it moves forward. We're trying to have a meeting of that drafting team before the end of January. Still possible. I don't know how likely it is. That's, I think, the full list of what we have to say. Gabby, did I miss anything?
Thanks, John. Do you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, so just thank you for the report. I agree with everything. Just to add that I will volunteer for that group for improving participation in working groups and everything related to that, in which outreach related to working group improvement participation. Just that, for these members to know.
Are there any questions or comments? The motion deadline for the next meeting is the 12th, which is Monday. I don't know if we or any one of our members feel strongly that we should be asking for a specific kind of issue report or offering up an even more active motion. But I would encourage us to think about how we can become more active in that regard. That's it, Lisa.
Thank you so much. Are there any other topics or things that people want to make sure we cover on our next meeting, which is scheduled a week from today? Anything at all? Anything that people want to cover or have discussion around? We can make sure that it gets on the agenda.
Elisa, it's Steve. I might ask John and Gabby whether they think the Brazil meeting and Internet governance will be part of the council discussion topic, and I know that agenda is due in just a few days.
I don't see how we can avoid it. I mean, it's sucking up a lot of the air and the atmosphere. It may, in fact, be part of the reason why there's little else that's been going on. I mean, in terms of the cross-community working group drafting team, it's been difficult to get the time and attention from anybody at the CCNSO because they're mostly focused on those matters.
So my request would be you and Gabby could put in a – thinking you and Gabby could put a formal agenda item into the council agenda before the deadline of the 12th so that it's – instead of burying it under all other business, it's explicitly dealt with by council. If you think that's a good idea.
No, I think it's a great idea. I mean, it's a big issue. Just help us figure out what specifically we want the council to focus on. And we can certainly do that offline.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's the same thing that we're planning on focusing on, which is trying, at least for the Brazil meeting, to discuss what will be, what is on the table and what is off the table or should be off the table. But yeah, we can take it to the list for further discussion. I see Andrew's hands raised, and we're almost at time, but Andrew?
Yeah, and you kind of touched on it already. I was, and my apologies for being late. I've had just been a little underwater recently. The question I had was about the Brazil meeting and not only what are we planning to do as a group, if there is anything, but also what people are planning to do individually, and what, if anything, is the best way to coordinate?
So we did discuss that at the top of the meeting, and I'm sure we'll have some additional discussion about that next week, but the plan is for those that are participating in the cross-community working group, Benny's going to send out an email, and the plan is for that group to at least devise a set of items that should be discussed or on the table for the Brazil meeting, and those items which should be not on the table, and that information will be hopefully funneled back through OneNet, is my understanding, or maybe up to or maybe presented to Fadi. Fadi's going to be joining that community working group call. I don't know which one, but he said he would plan to attend one of those. All right. Any other questions, thoughts, items for discussion next week? I'm sure I'll leave some time for additional discussion on the internet governance topic so we can continue our discussion on that and see where our members of the CCWG are on that list of items. All right. With that, I will talk to you all again. Thank you so much all for joining today. Hopefully you'll all be able to attend next week's meeting. Then we'll go after that. After next week's meeting, we'll go to our standard sort of every 2 to 3 week timing. We just, as I mentioned at the top of the call, I just wanted for us to sort of get back on track since we've been actually quite some time since we had met. With that, I'll talk to you next time, and thanks so much. Have a great day.
Thanks, Lisa.